This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for January 4th, 2013. I'm Natalie Pynchon, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. Topics covered this week are the cervical spine and neuropathic arthropathy. Surgical correction of severe cervical kyphosis in patients with neurofibromatosis type 1. A report of 3 cases by Soya Kawabata and colleagues. Severe cervical kyphosis requiring surgical treatment is rare in patients with neurofibromatosis type 1. Furthermore, correction and fusion surgery for the patient is extremely difficult. The authors report 3 cases of surgically treated severe cervical kyphosis associated with neurofibromatosis type 1. The mean preoperative kyphosis angle was 98 degrees. In all cases, preoperative CT images showed severe dystrophic changes in the cervical spine. MR images showed extensive neurofibromas outside the cervical spine. All patients first underwent halogravity traction for approximately 1 month to obtain gradual correction of the deformity. Neurological status was monitored throughout this time. The mean kyphosis angle after traction was 52 degrees. Posterior correction and fusion surgeries were performed using segmental spinal instrumentation consisting of lateral mass screws, laminar screws, pedicle screws, and polyethylene tape for sublaminar wiring. Anterior spinal fusion surgery was performed using a fibular strut to achieve solid bone fusion. The mean kyphosis angle was 31 degrees after surgery. Halo vests were applied to all patients for postoperative external fixation. Solid bone union was observed in all patients at the last follow-up. Although dystrophic cervical vertebral changes in these neurofibromatosis type 1 patients complicated the correction of severe cervical kyphosis, the use of preoperative halogravity traction, a combination of spinal hardware devices, an anterior strut bone graft, and postoperative halo vest fixation made it possible to correct the kyphosis, maintain the correction, and achieve solid bone fusion. Neuropathic arthropathy caused by syringomyelia. A clinical article by Xiaofeng Deng and co-authors. Neuropathic arthropathy, also known as Charcot joint, is a chronic form of degenerative arthropathy caused by an underlying neurological disorder. In this study, clinical and imaging data of 12 patients with neuropathic arthropathy caused by syringomyelia were retrospectively reviewed. The pathogenesis of neuropathic arthropathy remains a controversial issue. According to neurotraumatic theory, weight-bearing joints and frequently used joints are more prone to be affected. However, in this series, all 12 patients were right-handed, but only 3 had involvement of their right limbs, which contradicts neurotraumatic theory. To explain this phenomenon, the authors paid attention to the primary neurological disorder. Syringomyelia was always found to be slightly asymmetrical. The side of the syrinx was in conformity with the side of the affected limb in every patient. Therefore, it was speculated that the side of the syrinx determines the side of the Charcot joint. This finding may be helpful in further explaining the pathogenesis of neuropathic arthropathy. Neurosurgical operations were performed in 5 of the 12 patients, including posterior fossa decompression in 4 patients and syrinx subarachnoidal shunt placement in 1 patient. Follow-up results suggest early management of the primary neurological condition may play an important role in preventing the development of neuropathic arthropathy. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously.